From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway progresses by 79.9%. Vice President expects Basnas to remain trustworthy in fulfilling duties function. Now the news in details. Development of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway project has reached 79.9% completion and is targeted to become operational by June 2023. This was stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo while inspecting Tunnel 2 for the Jakarta-Bandung High-Speed Rail or KCJB project in Purwakarta District, West Java on Monday, as reported by Antara. The government expects to test it by the end of 2022 to be operated in June 2023. Jokowi inspected the progress in construction of the KCJB along with the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil, President Director of PT Kereta Cepat Indonesia China Dwiana Slamet Riyadi, and other relevant officials. We move to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who expects the National Arms Agency or Basnas to remain trustworthy in conducting its duties and functions to manage the Community Sharia Social Funds. He is upbeat that Basnas will continue to be trusted in conducting its tasks and functions. He also expects Basnas to create and implement the program of armed funds management that is based on the integrated and standardized national data. It was stated by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin during a video conference on the occasion of Basnas having completed 21 years since its initiation on Monday, as reported by Antara. Next, we have Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Komas, who ensured that pilgrims entitled to go for Hajj in 2020 will depart for the Holy Land this year if the Saudi Arabian government opened the entrance for Indonesia's pilgrims. The pilgrims who will depart in 1443 Hijri or 2022 AD are those who have been registered to perform Hajj in 1441 Hijri or 2020 AD. This was said by Minister Komas during a work meeting with Commission 8 of the House of Representatives on Monday, as reported by Antara. The minister noted that no information had yet been received from the Saudi Arabian royal authorities regarding the organization of the pilgrimage, including the quota for pilgrims. We end the national news with Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli, who affirmed that advancements in the country's intellectual property align with the G20 theme of Recover Together, Recover Stronger. As reported by Antara, Minister Yasona Lawli on Monday said, the advancements in the intellectual property sector also boost economic recovery and inclusive global health. To this end, the Ministry of Law and Human Rights will continue to bolster service improvements in intellectual property in the form of products and services that are useful for humans, as well as offer benefits and have economic value. Now we move to the international news. The Health Ministry of Brazil stated on Monday that Brazil has had about 74,000 new cases of the novel coronavirus reported in the past 24 hours, and 121 deaths from COVID-19. As reported by Reuters.com, According to ministry data, the South American country has now registered around 23 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll has risen to over 600,000. According to Reuters calculations, Brazil's COVID-19 death toll is the world's third deadliest after the United States and Russia. Next, we have the Health Minister of Poland, Adam Niedzielski, who stated on Monday that Poland is experiencing a fifth wave of COVID-19 infections and warned that the spread of the Omicron variant could send daily case numbers soaring to levels not yet seen in the country. As reported by Reuters.com, while daily case numbers have fallen since early December, the European Union's largest Eastern member has had little respite since the fourth wave, regularly reporting over 10,000 new infections per day amid low vaccine take-up and limited restrictions on public life. We end the news with Tongans living overseas who are facing an anxious wait for news of loved ones after a volcano triggered a tsunami. As reported by BBC.com, the underwater volcano erupted on Saturday, about 65 kilometers north of the capital Nuku'alofa. The eruption, which was heard as far as away the United States, caused waves higher than a meter to crash into Tonga. Local authorities have not confirmed any deaths, but communications are crippled, making it difficult to establish the scale of the destruction. Listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Ambassador to Spain Muhammad Najib hands over letter of credentials to King Felipe VI.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. Indonesian Ambassador to Spain Muhammad Najib handed over a letter of credentials to King Felipe VI at Palacio Real de Madrid. In a press release from the Indonesian ambassador to Spain on Saturday, Ambassador Najib said that King Philip saw Indonesia as a big country and one of the most important countries in Southeast Asia with the greatest economic growth potential. He added that King Philip VI was also concerned with the COVID-19 pandemic that hit Indonesia and Spain. Ambassador Najib is committed to realizing the expectation of President Joko Widodo in increasing the two countries' bilateral relations concretely and measurably. The bilateral meeting discussed the two countries' economic relations and interfaith dialogue, which is expected to be increased and to tighten the people-to-people relations sustainably. Later, at Wisma Duta RI, Ambassador Najib expressed hope to Indonesian Embassy Madrid to support him in serving Indonesian citizens in Spain and the Spanish people who want to visit and do business in Indonesia. The Indonesia-Spain partnership has been established since 1958. In economy, Spain is a palm oil importer for non-food products from Indonesia. Spain is also a destination country for Indonesia fishery crew in Europe. The beauty of Indonesia also makes Spain the 8th top visitor from Europe, with at least a contribution worth 6 trillion rupiah in 2017 until 2019. With Indonesia presidency in the G20, Spain is expected to support Indonesian people's welfare improvement and economic recovery acceleration. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of 18th January 1919. The Paris Peace Conference begins. On January 18, 1919, a historic peace conference started at the Palace of Versailles in Paris, France. It was attended by representatives from 27 countries and chaired by the then Prime Minister of France, Georges Clemenceau. In the conference, the Treaty of Versailles was signed, including an order for Germany that lost in the First World War to pay huge war damages and surrender the territory it occupied to the Allied countries. The conference also discussed the formation of the League of Nations. Switching now to January 18, 2000, meteor falls on Lake Tagish, Canada. On January 18, 2000, local residents saw a light like a shooting star on Lake Tagish. Then, an explosion was heard. People approached the location immediately. A number of scientists, both local and international, conducted research on the fallen space object. After studying the meteorite on Lake Tagish, a team of scientists from Tohoku University, Japan, concluded that most of the water content on Earth came from a collision with an asteroid 4.6 billion years ago. They identified the meteorite as belonging to the carbochondrite rock type. The rock comes from an asteroid that is at a point between Mars and Jupiter. We end today in history with January 18, 2002. The civil war in Sierra Leone is declared over. The civil war in Sierra Leone lasted for 11 years from 1991 to 2002 and resulted in the death of 50,000 people. This war began on March 23, 1991, when the Revolutionary United Front, with the support of the Special Forces of the National Patriotic Front of Liberia, under the leadership of Charles Taylor, launched an attack to overthrow the government of Joseph Momo. This war was officially declared over by President Ahmad Tejan Kabbah on January 18, 2002. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sore ini aku berdiam diri, derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama, saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu. Sang waktu membawa.
beda kita bersama seperti pertama.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery continues to increase the productivities of domestic aquaculture. In addition to initiating a breakthrough program, it also supports the development of aquaculture initiated by cultivating communities. Organizations as well as private parties in encouraging increased productivity. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyutrenggono, stated, after witnessing the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Indonesian Aquaculture Society, MAI, and Norway Connect. Norway Connect is an organization that facilitates companies from Norway who will conduct business activities in the Southeast Asia region, including Indonesia. A memorandum of understanding was also signed between PT Multidaya Aquaculture Indonesia and Seven Stones Indonesia, a company oriented towards onboarding support for Nordic and local companies wishing to enter the Indonesian market share or the European market share from Indonesia. The signing of the memorandum of understanding took place in Jakarta last Wednesday, January 12th. Minister Trenggono said this collaboration is also an effort to strengthen relations between Indonesia and Norway in the marine and fisheries sector. He admitted that Norway has qualified aquaculture cultivation technology that can be adopted by cultivators in Indonesia to increase the volume and quality of products. On the same occasion, Norwegian Ambassador to Indonesia Ruth Kruger Giverin also appreciated the cooperation that has been established. She believes the joint agreement will help increase aquaculture cultivation development in Indonesia. Ruth Kruger also ensures that her country is ready to share experiences with Indonesia, both in the field of technology, cultivation practices, and markets. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Aquaculture Society, Rohmin Tahuri, explained, with this memorandum of understanding, there is potential investment of $35 million, especially for superior aquaculture commodities such as venom shrimp, grouper, and barramundi. In addition, there is support for blue economy programs, including mangrove planting, coral reef rehabilitations, and the development of community-scale cultivation activities.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, for those of you who love beach tourism, visiting Indonesia, especially Yogyakarta province, is the right choice. Because in Yogyakarta, precisely in Bantul, Gunung Kidul, and Kulon Progo areas, there is a number of beaches as tourism destinations for domestic and foreign tourists. One of them is Glagah Beach, which is located in Temon District, Kulon Progo, approximately 10 kilometers from the city of Wates and approximately 2 kilometers from the Yogyakarta Highway. Glagah Beach is a beautiful beach with a wide expanse of black sand. On this beach, there is a sand dune area with glinting grass and a lagoon. There are many tourist activities that you can enjoy here. You can enjoy the beauty of sunset or playing in the water in the lagoon. You can take a water tour by taking a wooden boat, duck boat, or canoe to go around the Glagah Beach Lagoon. For visitors who like fishing, in the lagoon, there are also spots for fishing. For those of you who want to pump up your adrenaline, you can ride a motocross or ATV to take the steep terrain at Glagah Beach, which is known for its iron sandy beaches. At the pier, you can also fish, enjoy the sunset, or just enjoy the breeze and the waves broken by tetrapods. In the Glagah Beach area, there is also an agrotourism fruit plantation called Kusuma Wanadri, which has an area of 3.5 hectares. The fruits planted are dragon fruit, watermelon, and melon. You can buy, pick, and even taste fruit for free. For those who are interested, you can visit this beach when the situation allows. To visit Glagah Beach, you will be charged an entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah per person. This beach is equipped with complete facilities, such as prayer room, toilets, and a food court with seafood as its recommended menu. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Today's topic is poster apa itu? Or in English, what poster is that?
Next, I will give an example of a conversation on poster apa itu. Poster apa itu, which means what poster is that? Kevin saw a poster of one of the legislative candidates on a taxi passing by.
Rama, poster apa itu?
Yang mana?
Itu yang besar.
Oh, itu poster salah satu calon anggota legislatif.
Memangnya kapan pemilihan akan dilakukan?
Mungkin sebulan lagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut memberikan suara?
Tentu saja, Kevin.
Pada usia berapa kita boleh ikut memberikan suara?
Usia 17 tahun.
Usiamu sekarang 20 tahun. Berarti benar, kamu harus ikut memberikan suara.
Dari mana kamu tahu umurku 20 tahun?
Itu aku tahu, kamu kan seusia aku.
Iya, benar juga kamu, Kevin.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, poster apa itu? Poster apa itu? Which means, what poster is that? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Poster apa itu? Poster apa itu? Which means, what poster is that? Poster salah seorang calon anggota legislatif. Poster salah seorang calon anggota legislatif. Which means, poster of a candidate for legislative member. Kapan pemilihan akan dilakukan? Kapan pemilihan akan dilakukan? Which means, when will the election be held? Sebulan lagi. Sebulan lagi. Which means, in a month. Apakah kamu akan ikut memberikan suara? Apakah kamu akan ikut memberikan suara? Which means, are you going to vote? Tentu saja. Tentu saja. Which means, of course. Pada usia berapa kita boleh memberikan suara? Pada usia berapa kita boleh memberikan suara? Which means, at what age we can vote? Usia 17 tahun. Usia 17 tahun. Usia 17 tahun. Usia 17 tahun. Which means, age 17. Usiamu sekarang sudah 20 tahun. Usiamu sekarang sudah 20 tahun. Which means, you are 20 years old now. Tentu aku tahu. Tentu aku tahu. Which means, of course I know. Kamu seusia aku. Kamu seusia aku. Which means, you're my age. Tubuh Kevin setinggi Rio. Tubuh Kevin setinggi Rio. Which means, Kevin is as tall as Rio. Tulisan tangan Rani sebagus Dina. Tulisan tangan Rani sebagus Dina, which means Rani's handwriting is as good as Dina. Sama cantik. Sama cantik, which means just as beautiful. Rambut Ana sama lurus dengan Yani. Rambut Ana sama lurus dengan Yani, which means Ana's hair is as straight as Yani's. In the dialogue, there is an expression, kamu kan seusia aku. Kamu kan seusia aku, which means you are my age. The affix se before the word usia indicates the equivalent ratio or the same degree between two objects. The word seusia, seusia, which means of the same age, shows that the ages of Rama and Andi are the same. Equative comparison in the form of the affix se is usually followed by an adjective. Example, tubuh Kevin setinggi Rio. Tubuh Kevin setinggi Rio, which means Kevin is as tall as Rio. Tulisan tangan Rani sebagus Dina. Tulisan tangan Rani sebagus Dina, which means Rani's handwriting is good as Dina's. Apart from the affix se, which is followed by an adjective, there are also other forms of equative comparisons to express the degree to which two things or two persons are equal. It is sama dengan. Sama dengan, which means as, as. Example, Dewi sama cantik dengan Maya. Dewi sama cantik dengan Maya, which means Dewi as beautiful as Maya. Rambut Ana sama lurus dengan Yani. Rambut Ana sama lurus dengan Yani, which means Ana's hair is as straight as Yani's.
Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Rama, poster apa itu?
Yang mana?
Itu yang besar.
Oh, itu poster salah satu calon anggota legislatif.
Memangnya kapan pemilihan akan dilakukan?
Mungkin sebulan lagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut memberikan suara?
Tentu saja, Kevin.
Pada usia berapa kita boleh ikut memberikan suara?
Usia 17 tahun.
Usiamu sekarang 20 tahun. Berarti benar, kamu harus ikut memberikan suara.
Dari mana kamu tahu umurku 20 tahun?
Itu aku tahu, kamu kan seusia aku.
Iya, benar juga kamu, Kevin.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Selasihku Sayang by Baim Biola and Arika Ramadona. The song Selasihku Sayang tells the story of someone who misses his lover. Selasih, a type of basil plant, is planted and watered in the yard as a sign of longing and a symbol of love for the lover. He hopes that this plant will not wither like his true and eternal love. Alright listener, here is the Malay song Selasihku Sayang by Baim Biola and Arika Ramadona.
Bimbang.
Sayang, kau tetap
siram selasih, ku siramkan di hujung halaman, mengenangkan kasih. Hai sayang, lambang percintaan, mengenangkan kasih. Ah, hai sayang, lambang percintaan.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
listener. Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.